is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
Yeah. What's up? It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. I want to come on to talk to you guys today. This is going to be a real talk. My heart's talk, transparency. I'm going to speak to you guys on something that has happened to my life, in my life personally, just as early as a few days. So let us open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask for your presence, your peace. And we just ask for you to be with us. We ask for your touch. If you touch us wherever we are, each and every one of us, we already know that our lives would be different and changed. So have your way in our life. Speak so we can hear you. Open our eyes, open our ears, align us with your will. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I want to start off with sharing with you guys. The other day, one of my aunts passed away, my auntie. And this is a tribute to her. And she's located in Queens, New York. Well, heaven bound now. But Queens, New York. And every time I went to New York, I always visited her. And I'm very grateful and excited about that. She is a person, when I grew up, she's my grandfather's sister. But growing up, I've never seen her yell. She's always had such a peaceful, graceful spirit. Her voice is so soft and light. She's like, her voice, I'm not even joking with you guys, it's like the human version of the Holy Spirit. Seriously, just such a soft and gentle voice. Not even a whisper. Her voice was a whisper. And what she represented to me, and I know people always say kind things about people when they go on, but this is the thing that we said about her while she was here. Everybody, you can ask tons of different people, can testify just to her lifestyle of beauty and grace. And just proof to me that God is real. Just her behavior and her life. So shout out to my family. And this message is for you, Auntie. And if you are listening to this message and you are one who has lost someone close to you, someone you love, someone dear to you, I'm praying for your strength. And we are to remember that let not our hearts be troubled, that God has a place prepared for us, that earth is not a home, these bodies are not permanent. There is an after party that lasts longer than this earthly journey. So I'm looking forward to our forever vacation with eternal life and eternity. So please connect in with Jesus so you can get through those gates of heaven, right? So we can have the eternal life. But what I want to share with you guys today, and thank you all for your prayers as well. What I want to share with you guys today, even as I got the news and the information, and I just want to talk for a second. There was a time in life where I lost my grandfather, whom I was very close with, lived with him, took care of him. And anyway, we had like a super duper amazing bond. And so during that time of his transition, my cousin, Derek, was with me. He was with me, I would love to say every second of the day. Even if we wasn't physically with each other, he would be on my phone. You know, he would just be checking on me. And during that time, when I look back on it, I'm so grateful because when you have somebody supporting you with you, there's sometimes no moment for you to go into a place, a dark place where you shouldn't go. And there is a time for everything. So what am I saying to you? My auntie is actually Derek's grandmother. So for me, I feel like the loss that I took with my grandfather, he is taking now with his grandmother. Don't get it twisted. I understand Christians and Christ people that we don't lose everything. But this is me transparently talking. So I really don't need your what is it? I don't need your logic on the matter. I don't need your, I don't need you to hit me in the head with the scripture right now. I need you to just be real and honest. The scripture that we will come from is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 3. But I, because I know the scripture, I get it. My heart is not troubled. I know God has prepared a place. I get it. I know all those things. God is good. Yes, yes, yes. But there's a time for us while we're on the earth, even if it's just for a millisecond, even if it's for 30 seconds, if it's for 30 minutes, if it's for 3 days, there is a time to mourn. Even Jesus experienced that, and even Jesus expressed that. And even the book of Ecclesiastes talks about that. So I want to share with you what I did. I was booked on set. Many of you know I'm an actress and I do a lot of background work, and down here in Atlanta on different shows on Fox, the OWN Network, BET, and all of that great stuff, in addition to being an international radio host. And it's all thanks to God, because he set these things up so I can make sure my life glorifies him. So shout out to God. Grateful, excited, not boasting in my own way, any type of way, but excited that God is truly making my name great along with yours. So I went to go to set. I went to go to work, guys. You know, I got the information about my aunt. I wish I could be there directly right now for my cousin in New York, but I live in Atlanta and I'm trying to live my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you church folk. I'm living my best life. Okay, so gotta throw some humor in here somewhere. So what am I saying? I went to go to work, right? I was still feeling some type of way, you know, asking God, because I know that I'm going to have a speaking engagement coming up in New York at the latter end of 2019. And so I was kind of in my mind planning and excited to go and see Auntie. And so feeling like my time got ripped short, and just thinking about life, you know, when death comes, it gets you to thinking about life. And so just beginning to just be like, oh, you know, I felt some type of way. So in my moment of feeling some type of way, and if you can be honest with me, you know, that'll work better for this message. And if you can be honest with yourself, you know, in my moment, I was just like, man. And I said, you know what? Shake it off. Come on, press past it. Get to work. So I got dressed, got ready, got to work, and I just wasn't feeling it. You know, they're setting up the food, people getting ready to eat. I'm going to check in, and I'm there and I'm not there. Has that ever happened to anybody? I should have just stayed home. I was not mentally, emotionally, or spiritually prepared to even be at a place like that. I didn't want to be around people. I did not want to have conversations, but I thought that I would be able to do it. I said, if I put my headphones in, I listen to music, or maybe I'll just type out my feelings. I thought that I could do it. I tried, but I hadn't given myself any time to digest, any time to breathe. I was just in such a, you know what I'm saying? I myself was in such a rush. A rush to do what? A rush to be strong, a rush to get over it, just a unnecessary rush, you know. So I'm so grateful that even right now we're able to talk, we're able to tell the truth, we're able to be real. And the truth is, there's a time for everything. And that's what we're going to learn about right now as we go forth. Go ahead, get Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Gather that. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we're going to read that. And that talks about how there's a time for everything.
Pure Truth Session with Lady Ty. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Resilient Christian Radio.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden God has placed on all of us, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in human hearts, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to the end. So I conclude there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy yourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. And I know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. God's purpose is that people should fear Him. What is happening now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before, because God makes the same things happen over and over again. Amen. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 3 up until verse 15. And so I'm grateful to be able to read this message. And I just want to take a break right there just to share with you that there is a time for everything. I don't know what time you're in right now. You may be in the grieving time. You may be in the harvest time. You may even be in the healing time. But just get excited, because that message told us that God makes everything beautiful in His time. That's Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. Yet God has made everything beautiful in His time. So that means even the most horrible thing will be made beautiful. And that's something to rejoice about. So I'm excited. You can get your Bible. You can go on Google. But pull up Ecclesiastes and just know this. It won't always be like this. Your situation will turn around. And what I love about this message, I thought I was reading it for one thing, but I got encouraged about another thing. I think I'm going to add this to something that I read daily when I wake up. Because if we are able to wake up in the morning because God woke us, that means He gave us more time. And we should remember that nothing is better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. So let's choose today and every day to look for the beauty in life and enjoy it. People should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labors. Now listen, let's laugh. If any of you are following me on Facebook, you know that when I work on set, I definitely, that's a labor. But I am enjoying it because I am eating good. I am grateful for the amazing sets. Some of the best fed sets, one of them is Fox 5, The Resident. They feed us so lovely there. And I'm just saying. So shout out to them. But yeah, so whatever God does is final. And please believe that God's word is final. And greater is coming, and greater works you will do, and He will restore you, and you will get beauty for ashes. So I'm excited for what He's about to do in your life. Are you excited? We came from dust and we return to dust, right? I'm going to read the rest of this. For who can prove that the human spirit goes up and the spirit of animals go down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why we are here. No one will bring us back from death to enjoy life after we die. Well, my God, I thought it was going to end a different way. But anyway, sometimes when you read the Bible, you get like a little, but this is why you pray to God and you ask for just discernment. And just for Him to reveal what He's saying in this word. And I believe in Ecclesiastes, what He's just saying is enjoy the time that you have. You might not know what's next, but God knows what's next. So today, I'm promising to enjoy the time. And what I'm actually going to do right now is I'm going to add on a song, right? I'm going to add on a neat song. So I want you to sing along with this song. And the song is It's Turning Around For Me. So maybe that attitude that you came on this message with, that attitude is turning around. Even if you've been disappointed, now you're looking at things different. Even if you came on here mourning, I'm not taking away from your mourning experience, but what I'm saying is do that in its time. And when that time is up, get back to rejoicing, because you have to live in this land, not dwelling on things. And I'm not saying that in by any way that mourning is dwelling. That's not what I'm saying. But we enjoy the life and we realize that, wow, let's get our wheels turning. Let's produce what we're supposed to produce in the earth so the earth can be better. We're here on assignment and we're here for a reason. And I'm here to push you to operate in your greater. So I'm saying, let that accomplishment in your obituary be all the way filled up with so much stuff, you know, that your homegoing service will have to be at an arena, because you have actually changed the world. You healed the world. You made it a better place. So I love you guys so much. And remember, it's turning around for you. It won't always be like this. We are now looking at the men in the mirror, us, and we're going to change. We're going to make a change. Come on, for once of our life. It's going to feel real good. We're going to make a difference. We're going to make it right. We're going to look at ourselves and we're going to ask God to examine us and see how we can be better. That's why you're on this message. I'm here holding you accountable and helping you. I'm holding your hand through this thing. We're getting through mornings, deaths together. We're getting through hard times together. We're getting through different things. And also we want to pray for the family of boxer Pernell Whitaker. And yeah, and anybody else that you may have experienced, you know, that you're thinking about. So I thank God for his strength. Even when you have moments like that, it's okay. This is not the perfect radio show, but this is the radio show that is pure truth and is real. And so there are times you need to take a breather. I want you to do that, okay? I want you to be the best version of you that you can be by allowing the Christ in you to rise up. And sometimes that means we have to deny our flesh. We have to deny feelings and emotions that will try to overtake us. We're learning balance on here. So I thank God for you in your life. And no, this is not the regular pure truth session or message that you're used to. But there is a time for everything. And this wasn't a time for the message maybe you thought. Me neither. Because I was going to add something, say something, do something. But I listened to the whisper of the Holy Spirit on the inside. And it's okay for me to have a message up like this that is just honoring my aunt, honoring the lives of those that you may have lost. And we can shed a tear, light a candle, whatever it is you want to do. But we can honor their life by building something. Look, I'm on a radio show giving my aunt a shout out. 3 million people are able to just cover and lift my family up in prayer. That's wonderful. God wants to platform you some kind of way, whether it's a book or radio show, and you can, you know, you can honor these people that you love in a different way. Honor them by accomplishing more in your life and not letting our life just pass us by. So I'm grateful for the time that we just had together, and I honor your time. Shout out to you. Okay, it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great. And let's pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for time. Thank you for giving us this earth to plant seeds. Thank you for planting us on this earth as a seed so that we can harvest, right? That we can be beautiful in our time. So I pray for everyone listening to this message that you would fill that empty space, that you would speak to their heart, that you would do what only you can do, that you would confirm things to them today, that they will have a supernatural connection with you that would not be disturbed, and that they will know that they are necessary, important, and their voice matters. Their, what you've given them needs to be planted in the earth for beauty. So today we just thank you, God, for beauty and time. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. I love you so much. Tune in next Wednesday, Pure Truth Sessions. Check out the podcast on Anchor FM. But whatever you do, don't disconnect. Stay connected to the vine. We're on Pure Truth Sessions, Disciples Making Disciples, healing people by sharing our truth and transparency. If you've got questions, comments, or anything and want to connect in, go ahead and connect with me on my website, LadyTyTheGreat.com, or on Instagram or YouTube, Lady Ty the Great. That's LadyTyTheGreat. Also on Facebook. So, grateful for what God is about to do. Don't hold back. Don't quit and don't give in. I'm with you. I believe in you. Extreme faith. Disciples arise. It's all about the mission God's saying, which is the Great Commission. Check, check, and I'm out.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me. It's turning around for me,
around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me.
Around
for me.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking. God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
Reason to doubt.
I know He's working.
I know He's working it out.
And it's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Turning around,
turning around for me.
It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor. Favor.
Turn in my favor.
That, just lift your hands into the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround.
Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around for me.
It's turning around for me.
I can see.
Around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
It's turning around.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.